Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Six 20 in the morning, 720 WGN. This is the Steve Cochran Show. Boy, when I was growing up, Dave, Deborah Norville was one of my favorite journalists growing up, and she was on the Today Show. Loved
Me
watching
too.
Her on Today. She was and is awesome.
Terrific.
Yep. Always got the story, always got it right. One of the best.
Always look good. Great.
Always look good. Always look good. Well, this week, now she's on Inside Edition, as we all know. I watch that usually every night. Inside Edition kicking off its 29th season. Deborah Norville's anchored the series since 1995 and joins us this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
I know. We're coming up on a big anniversary. I need to look up what people are supposed to get for 30.
Yeah, Dave, look that
probably
up.
Cardboard or something boring.
No, we had to look up something the other day. I think it was the third or fourth anniversary, and it was leather.
Yeah, it was.
So
it
we
was
know you're not going to be getting leather. You have a new book out, too.
We're well past that one.
Yeah, we are. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude, which you co-authored. So now you are famous journalist and author as well. So tell us about the new book.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Thank You Power, and it was a phenomenal hit with people because it just pointed out the science behind gratitude, that when you focus on things, and I could be grateful for the cup of coffee in front of me right now, which I actually am, and it doesn't have to be big stuff, but when you focus on what you're grateful for, the science has proved all this nifty stuff happens. You're more energetic, you're actually healthier, you get more stuff done. It's a really nifty list, and sometimes people need to hear about other folks' grateful situations in order to find stuff in their own life, and that's what this new Chicken Soup book does. It's part of the Chicken Soup series that everybody loves, and my co-author, Amy Newmark, and I went through many hundreds of stories and culled it down to 101 that we think are the best that will just make your heart feel, aw, gee, that's neat. And then you go, you know what? I'm grateful for this. And that starts this upward spiral that just makes all kinds of good stuff happen in your life.
I think we need that. And I think it's so poetic and so great that you wrote this book just because of the stories that you cover, the stories that you have covered over the years.
Yeah.
People always say to me, how do you separate yourself with the stories that affect, EFF, and affect you?
Yep.
So this is wonderful. It kind of gets into your inner soul, too.
Well, it does. You know, look, in the news business, whether you're reporting it as you and I do, or you're hearing it as the folks who are listening to this conversation right now are, the news can make you sad sometimes, but the stories that we share can also uplift you. And I think it's important that we do that. You know, you go, somebody's listening to us right now and they're on the Kennedy Expressway and there may be an accident somewhere or a traffic tie up. And if there's an accident, people invariably slow down and look at the crash and kind of marvel and, you know, rubberneck at what's going on there. We also need to slow down when we're going past the church when the bride and groom are coming out. And that's kind of what this book does. It just allows us to slow down. Like, there's this story of a lady in there. She was downsized out of her job, and she could see it was coming because it was that day when everybody was being called in to the boss's office. And when they walked out, they had the separation papers in their hand and a very long face. And sure enough, they tapped her on the shoulder and said, Lindy, come in here. So she goes in there, and the guy who's doing the firing looked so beaten down. This was not an easy thing for him to do. That even though she's being fired, she says to him, thank you. Thank you so much for this job. It didn't last as long as I wanted, but it's been incredible. And yeah, we moved my family here, and it's going to be tough, but this has been an amazing experience, and I just want to thank you. And how are you doing? And she turned the tables, and he was so blown away by that, that that night she switched off her phone. She's, you know, lamenting the situation with her husband. She turns in her phone just before she's going to go to bed. There is a voicemail from a recruiter saying, I think you'd be perfect for this position. And she had been recommended by the guy who fired her.
Wow.
That's karma.
That
right?
is That's good karma.
That's
yeah,
gratitude.
Yeah, you lay out the
There's
good karma
power in it.
And it comes back to you.
Deborah, do you think you have a better appreciation of this than maybe if you go back to when you were working in TV in Chicago or doing the Today Show, that maybe some of this just comes with life experiences and you understand a little more about the way things work and the need to be grateful?
Yeah, but you know what? The other thing, because I talked to some experts who study this and said, well, how much of this is just pre-wired into us? And about half of your personality, whatever that is sort of naturally what you are inclined to be. But that means the other half is learned behavior. And we can all learn to be more grateful. And all it takes is just finding that one thing. Maybe you just hit green lights the whole way to work. And you were running late, and suddenly you got to work on time when you thought you were going to be in trouble. It doesn't have to be big stuff, and usually it isn't. And most things that make people grateful are the things that remind them of the interconnectedness with the people in their world. It's experiences, it's relationships that give our lives meaning. It's not the stuff. You can go to the richest person on the planet, and he'll have a lot of stuff. He might not be very happy. In fact, there's some interesting studies that show when you reach a certain level of income, that your needs are met and you are comfortable, not lavish, but comfortable. You don't worry about where your next meal is going to come from, and you know that the electricity is going to stay on. There's not a huge difference in happiness levels between people at that level and someone who's making $75,000 more per year. I find that pretty interesting.
The gradation, $75,000 more a year, is there an income gradation, you know, where people appear to be happier based on money?
Not really. Once your basic needs are met, there is not a measurable enough difference in happiness levels. For instance, the person with the worst house in the good neighborhood is happier. The person with the best house in a bad neighborhood is happier than someone with the worst house in the good neighborhood, because the guy in the good neighborhood who doesn't have a house that's as fancy, there's that push to I need to trade up, need to make it a little bit better. That creates a pressure. But the guy who's got the nice house in the not so great neighborhood, he doesn't feel that pressure. So it's the pressure. It's the pressure of comparison. And so if you're comparing yourself to others because of the stuff, you're probably not going to be the one with the most stuff. But if you're comparing yourself to someone with the relationships, if you've got a meaningful relationship in your life, you are a wealthy person.
I don't know if you talked about this before I walked in, but when it comes to gratitude in your own life, did you have a gratitude mentor? Did you have somebody that really, you know, instilled that in you?
No, I didn't. I think for me, it's sort of been a survival mechanism. You and I have known each other a long time, Steve, and I think I've shared this story with you years ago. My mother was ill for most of my childhood, and she died when I was 20. And so my mom wasn't like the other moms. You know, she was the one in the wheelchair, the one with the terrible arthritis and the difficulties that came with that. And I would still find things that I could be proud about my mom, or things that, you know, well, wow, today was a good day because mom was well enough to come to school and pick us up. So for me, I was always looking for the silver lining, because on the surface, people would say, oh, there's not much of a silver lining there. So I think it was a survival technique for me. And honestly, when there were those rough spots in my career, when the Today Show thing blew up on me, again, my default was, there's got to be a silver lining. Let's find the silver lining. So I was kind of pre-wired to that, which is probably why finding out the science about this was so intriguing to me.
I give you a lot of credit for that, though, because a lot of that is self-motivating, and as times change, and every 5 years, I have a friend who claims every 5 years you live a half life, and as your life changes and you have a family and things, your perspective changes. But, you know, you have to be able to get up in the morning and kick yourself in the butt and make sure you're doing the right things for you. And by the way, 29th season of Inside Edition?
Yeah, I've been there 21 years.
21 years.
Awesome. And the show's still great. The show is still fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, no, you do a fast.
And we're so grateful to be on WLS. I mean, it's such a powerhouse station. And I was never able to work there when I was in Chicago. I was always at WMAQ, and I love, love, love the people there. But we're just delighted to continue to be on WLS and a part of their lineup, because it's just a great station. I can't believe my friend Linda is retiring.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
She's done a fabulous job. I know you got to run, but is there one behind-the-scenes person that's been with you on the show the entire 21 years?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. We're kind of like the Hotel California.
Oh, nobody ever leaves.
Anytime you want, but you never leave.
All right, happy season kickoff.
Thank you so much. Always great to be with you both.
All right,
bye-bye, Deborah.
Deborah Norville in Inside Edition on Channel 7.